You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne aims to slim down for summer in anticipation for his travels that will be teeming with overindulgence.
And a very good morning to you all. I do hate to bring up this subject, especially when some of you are in the middle of your breakfast, which I don't wish to spoil, but I need to talk to you about a certain four-lettered word. The one that's worse than the F word and the C word. We're talking here, of course, of the D word. That's right. Diet. Yes, folks, summer's almost here, and soon it'll be time to be slipping into your togs, your bathing as, your swimsuit, if you will. But the trouble is, right now you're thinking, oh, God, I'm going to look a holy shocking sight in me bathing togs. The Battle of the Bulge, or bulges, raises its ugly head yet again, and 'tis now time to wage war on lard. It's particularly important for me right now to lose about 10 pounds, since I'm about to head off to Paddy's Green Shamrock Shores for me annual pilgrimage to the land where streams of whiskey are flowing. I'm convinced there are wee folk, whether they be leprechauns or fairies, I don't know, and they lie in wait at the airport in Dublin, and just after you disembark from the plane, they adhere 10 pounds of lard to your arse while yelling, "Welcome to Ireland." 2 weeks in Ireland is murder on your waist. Thus it is then that I have got to shed some subcutaneous deposits, otherwise I'll come back from Ireland with a massive paunch. And then, sure, there goes me part-time job with the Chippendales. I've already started on the diet, and I wanted to share a little tip with you. I've discovered that in almost every diet book I've read, it tells you to weigh yourself once a week. Now this, in my view, is total bollocks, because you should weigh yourself every day, and I'm serious. Look, losing weight should be considered to be something of an experiment of one. You need to monitor yourself regularly to see what's working for you and what's not. In my case, for example, I know that calorie control plus exercise is simply not enough. I've got to watch things like salt and fermented beverages, because these can cause huge setbacks through water retention. I'll give you an example. Recently, I finished off a very good week of dieting there now, and right at the end of the week, I just happened to eat lunch, which was particularly heavily salted, and a dinner, which coincidentally was heavily salted as well. Now, the next day I'm up on the scales and I notice that the scales tells me that my weight is up 3 pounds. Well, the language out of me was nobody's business. I was worse than a feral longshoreman. All the cursing and swearing. However, now, the PE teacher at work, he tells me, don't worry, it's just water retention due to the high salt content in your body. Drink plenty of water, says he, that'll dilute the salt in your body, and you won't be long getting rid of the excess water if you work in some exercise as well. Well, sure enough, the very next morning, after I came in from my run, I checked my weight again. And guess what? I was down 3 pounds again. Unbelievable, isn't it? So, my point is this, if I had been weighing myself just once a week, and if I'd weighed myself the day after I took in all that salt, sure, I'd have come to a very erroneous conclusion that I was really gaining weight. So go on. Weigh yourself every day if you're dieting. Get scientific about this. Have a lovely week and talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.